Welcome to Valley Voices, where we bring you conversations covering all things local, from news, politics and government, to culture and community issues that are relevant to Lehigh Valley residents. I'm your host, Margaret McConnell, Executive Director at WDIY. This episode, we'll be speaking with Kurt Landis, who is the President and General Manager of the Iron Pigs, about their upcoming 250th celebration, Liberty Ignited, happening on July 3rd at Coca-Cola Park. Welcome. You got me there. Okay. America's turning 250. We all know this, right? Why did Iron Pigs decide to take on this project and such a major role in commemorating it? And then you can talk to us about what is this event?
Sure. Well, thanks for having me to start. Sorry for the fun snort. The opportunity I saw, quite honestly, 2 years ago to become involved with a number of the 250 celebrations. And the ballpark itself has become more than just the Iron Pigs. And we host special events such as Banana Ball or Cosmic Glow-in-the-Dark Baseball. And now we host Illumination, which is a huge Winter Lights festival. But really, I truly feel that the ballpark has become perhaps the entertainment capital of the region. And I think it becomes an onus on us and the team, the franchise, to be a location for such a huge community event like the 250th anniversary of the country. And I say that an onus because we're so blessed to have had to have the support that we do, corporations, the fans. We've led all of minor league baseball in attendance.
Wow, really?
Each of the last 3 years and really half of the years that we've been in existence, we've been number one in the country. So it's a way for us to continue to give back to the community. It's a prideful moment for us to be able to host these events. And there's not a lot of locations that can hold 8,000, 9,000, 10,000
right?
people.
Sure.
And I think the fan experience has been tremendous. We're very proud of our guest service. So I think the fans look for us to take a leadership role in hosting some of these large events. And this is one that you ask what the event is. It's a lot more than hosting fireworks and celebrating the country's anniversary. It's an opportunity to leverage the relationships that we have in the community to bring everyone together. It's a huge collaboration. So the ballpark gates on July 3rd open at 5:30 p.m., but between 6:15 and 9 p.m., there's all kinds of patriotic programming. And some of those are just, they're on the concourse, they're in the ballpark, you can interact at your own pace, you can interact if you choose to. It's hosting 10 cars from the NB Center that represent a different decade each of these antique cars over the last 100 years. It's the sons and daughters of the American Revolution. It's hosting reenactors perform. It's all kinds of history together. And it's going to set the stage. But then meanwhile, on the field, formally, the event has a tribute to the armed forces and veterans. There's a salute to first responders. There's the Pennsylvania Shakespeare Festival having Who's On First, which is a great classic. The Bachman Players and a rereading of the Declaration of the Independence. So the event itself is going to be a moment to bring people together in unity, in patriotism, to forget if you're a Republican or a Democrat, to forget maybe who you are individually and to come together and celebrate as a country.
Okay. And you said you had this idea 2 years ago. So you came up with all of these various components, or did you have a team that was kind of brainstorming?
Well, I think the initial idea was that we wanted to be a part of something bigger than ourselves in the community. And that's where the idea started with July 3rd of hosting a large-scale patriotic 250 celebration. And I think initially it was, hey, let's have the biggest fireworks show we've ever had. And hey, let's try something which had never happened in the Valley before, this drone show. And we contracted almost 14 months ago because drone shows around this time of year with the 250 happening, it's hard to find a company that is large enough to do it correctly that's available. So we booked it such a long time ago. But then since then, our staff, Michelle Pearl, who's our senior VP, our special events director, Allison Valentine, and others have really brainstormed what will make this even more special than just this incredible display and show. And to have these all these different collaborations and partnerships with organizations that are culturally important or important to the history of our region or even to the United States in total. It's really become special and a lot more work, you know, quite honestly, pulling everything together. But for the people that attend, you talk to people that remember the 200th in 1976. And Margaret, I know you weren't even a thought at that point. But, you know, for those people who were, that was a big deal. And now I want people to look back and say, that was a big deal. This was the event that brought us together that I remember for 50 years. Mm. I remember going with my kids. I remember going with my dad. I remember when and where and how I celebrated the 250th. So this is a grand opportunity to do something in the community together. And you still have July 4th to attend your own individual events. And, and we even have an event on July 4th, Great American Blast. It's just focused just on fireworks and community without the drones.
You're doing an event the next day?
Oh, we always do an event on July 4th.
What?
You know, the event on July 4th is more about, you know, food trucks and face painters and inflatable games for kids.
I'm exhausted already for you.
It's less historical in nature, and it doesn't have the drone show, but it has a huge fireworks show. It's very family-oriented, but that's July 4th. I know July 3rd. You know, what's great about July 3rd, too, and I'm probably going off your script, but we have so many different organizations that have chosen to support this as really the pinnacle event in the region, and it has support from the state of PA, and we received a grant through the state's 250 efforts. Lehigh County and their 250 efforts has really gotten behind this and supported it financially and otherwise. Lehigh Valley 250 has been tremendous, and they've supported this, as well as the IBEW through sponsorship of the Fireworks Night and Discover Lehigh Valley. So you have a lot of different public organizations that support this large community event. And again, take that responsibility serious that people have invested in this event because they want this to be something memorable for the community.
Yeah. The drone show. I've never heard of a drone show before. So tell me what people can expect for a drone show. And I just can't. I mean, I worked in construction. We had a drone that would go out on the site. It's one drone. What is a drone show?
So imagine, and your drone show can be as big or small as you're willing to pay. And this is a large one. So you're going to have 300 drones that are synchronized to music and to each other, all raise into the air at the same time.
What?
That alone is interesting. But then over the course of about a 12-minute show, they're going to visually create different effects because each drone has lights on it. And so the drones in place will, for example, one of the effects is a waving American flag. So to see all the drones in the air creating red, white, and blue with their lights on the drone, creating not just a static image, but animated images that are all focused on the history of our country. It's really breathtaking, and it's large.
Yeah.
It's not a small, there it is in the sky. I mean, half of the sky in the ballpark is going to be filled with these drones. Don't worry, we've cleared it with the airport. They're aware.
Okay.
So that's the drone show, and it's not just drones, but to see them illuminated and themed with an animation. It's kind of like art in the sky, to see the sky painted, but with electronic drones and the lights. And then, of course, you know, after the drone show is over, we've invested. This is literally about six times the size of a normal pig's fireworks show. So we're going to...
They're decent. They're a decent size. Yeah.
People love the Iron Pig shows, and this will be a really neat show. I mean, you walk away, you're going to be like, wow, what did I just see?
Wow.
And it's
cool.
And I'm not just biased. It's amazing how much money we're going to blow in fireworks in that amount of time. It'll be cool.
Okay. Now, let me just get this question out of the way real quick. What if it rains?
We don't allow it to rain at Coca-Cola Park.
Oh, you've had the discussion with the above forces.
Well, it depends on the type of rain and a type of weather. You know, no two weather events are alike, just like snowflakes. So, you know, if we have to delay because there's a rain at the wrong time, we'll delay the drone show till later in the night if we have to. Generally speaking, unless it's a torrential downpour for the entirety of the evening, the event will take place. Now, if that were to happen, we'd probably have to move it to another date if it's the following night, or more than likely, you know, July 5th, which is a Sunday, or reschedule the drone show. But
it's happening one way or another.
Don't say the R word. You know,
I know. I should know this from, you know, music fest, and you don't say the word. But
and generally speaking, it's very rare for us to have an all-day weather event that's significant. Usually, at that time of year, you may have a storm that passes through that you have to pause and then start again.
Right. Right. Okay. You're in the business of knowing the rain, so okay. When did you actually realize, as you were starting to plan this out, one, that we can pay for it, and then two, we can pull this thing off?
Well, I think when we started, quite honestly, the Iron Pigs were willing to front the investment. We didn't know if we'd be able to find partners. I think we felt comfortable because of our relationships, the corporate community, public entities, that we'd be able to find some partners for this. But to the degree that others have jumped in and said, hey, we recognize what you're doing here is tremendous, and we think this can be the pinnacle event for our community to remember years from now. We're blessed to have so many partners jump in. But I think initially, you know, this was an investment that we thought we would take the risk. And even if we broke even, Margaret, quite honestly, or lost a little bit of money, I think it was the right thing to do. We've been blessed to have the support for the region. So, you know, no one would want to lose a lot of money, quite honestly, but I think it was a measured risk for us to take. And, you know, luckily and fortunately, we've had so many partners jump on that we're thrilled. But, you know, the drone show itself was almost $100,000.
Wow.
So it was a little bit of nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
I don't tell my owners. but it's, you know, thankfully, we've had enough partnership that, you know, the risk has been mostly mitigated.
Wow.
It's the right thing to do. I mean, you only have a celebration like this every 50 years.
Yeah.
And I think because of who we are and the things we do in the community, it was the right thing to do.
Well, I can't even fathom the logistical challenges of producing something like this and doing it safely. Who's running that show?
Well, safety is important. It's number one with what we do. Now, the fireworks, we're used to. We know the process. And so, you know, you're just setting off more the volume. But, you know, you have the protocols in place, the fire department on hand. There's a certain radius based on the size of the shell that you're shooting, that it's the same size shell that we're used to, but just more of them and more types of effects that would be on display than normal. So we're used to that. The drone show is in the sky. So there's a point in time during the event that you have to stop traffic. You're not allowed to let people within a certain radius of where the drones would be in the sky. Now, it's been extremely, extremely rare because of the ability of these drones to know where all the other drones are at and how they operate safely and batteries and electrical components. But you have this fallout area, for a lack of a better term, where you don't allow people within that just in case one were to malfunction and fall from the sky. So we'll set that perimeter a number of minutes in advance of the drone show. And during that time period, nothing's allowed to be underneath it. So the drone show actually takes a place beyond our right field wall.
Okay.
So not directly over the ballpark. So from a viewing experience, you're not, you know, leaning your neck, your back, and your head.
Gotcha.
It's very easy to view and see.
Okay. All right. Is there a moment during the evening that you were personally most excited about?
Boy, I mean, the drones are exciting because we've just never done them before. And I don't think that this community has seen a large scale drone event like this.
Yeah.
There's been some small ones that popped up, but not with this size and scope and length. But beyond that, what else excites me? Just to have as many community partners involved is exciting. And I think there's going to be this moment where the tribute to first responders and the veteran and the military moment to recognize different armed forces. You know, it's not just saying thank you, but there's a true script for each of those that's going to be very impactful and I think emotional, and not just because of the work that those groups do, but having that highlighted and the way that we were planning. I don't want to tip my hand to everything, right? But it's going to be hard to be there, regardless if you're a Republican or a Democrat or whatever your background is. immigrant, non-immigrant, all these different political things that are happening in the world today. This is going to be a gathering of just people celebrating America and the anniversary. And we were lucky to do an event about a month ago called Let Freedom Sing. And we had 4,000 people singing together patriotic numbers. And there's this moment that you look around and like, my gosh, it just feels good to be a prideful American. And this event is going to bring out that emotion and impact at different times, but especially after these salutes and tributes, and then before we get to the drone show, the video plan that's going to pull everything together, and you think, you know, hey, it's not just about, you know, ice cream for my kids and wearing my best red, white, and blue. This moment is going to be about things bigger than myself or even just our own neighborhood or community. And that's what I'm looking forward to, you know, that moment and seeing people, you know, take a deep breath and pause and think, this anniversary means something, not just an excuse to have a hot dog and a cold beer at the ballpark.
Yeah, a real coming together in a neutral space and just having joy instead of conflict.
Absolutely, absolutely.
You mentioned this a little earlier, but I want to talk about the community impact of the Iron Pigs. And I have to say, when you said it's the most attended ballpark in the minor leagues, it's got to be because of the marketing, right? I mean, the Iron Pig, when you came out with that name, people were like, what? And it's just run. Like, it's just been so cool to see all the different ways you've incorporated the pig into the games. But so I wanted to give you that compliment. But it's more than a baseball team. You said this earlier. It's a community gathering space. It's one of the largest we have. This event is clearly reinforcing that, right?
It is. The Iron Pigs are not just about baseball. In fact, sometimes I feel baseball is such a very small part of it. It's a very important part of it. It's who we are, and our primary events are baseball games. But it's really about fun and entertainment and community. And, you know, you mentioned, why are we number one in minor league baseball? And the show's not long enough because there's so many people, entities, organizations that are responsible for that. It starts with our ownership and allowing us to reinvest in the facility and to do things from day one in a first-class fashion. Mm. We've not cut corners. And you see other teams doing things as inexpensively as possible because they're just trying to elicit nothing but a huge financial response. You know, our goals have always been long-term, not 1 year or even 5 years, but having a long-term goal. And when you have that mindset, you do things in the best interest of the community, not just of the pocketbooks of the team. And it's been about giving back to the community that's been so supportive. I mean, we have our Iron Pigs charities. We've given back now between the Iron Pigs and the charities organization about $3 million in cash grants, in addition to a lot of donated product that helps organizations, you know, raise money through their own auctions and raffles for their nonprofit events and mission. But you know, back to the overall success, it's our employees. They have more than just working for the Iron Pigs. It's about mission and culture and understanding what we do here is about being a legacy and landmark location in the Valley. And there comes a responsibility with that. It's the Philadelphia Phillies, that partnership. It's our partnership with Lehigh County and the local public entities. It's about, you know, having a guest service mindset first, and how do we analyze the ballpark and make sure that every aspect of it is fun and entertaining. Mm. And it's about always trying to be better each year and the attention to detail. So again, I could go on and on, you know, about those reasons, but we're thrilled. I mean, this is for us. Within AAA, now there's 30 AAA baseball teams, 120 minor league baseball teams overall. We're one of the very smallest AAA markets in the country, but we outperform because we've been lucky to have a great brand that we've built through good marketing and events. And this community has just always responded to the storytelling and the things that we try to do. And when you have that support, it builds on itself. It's a rolling snowball that you don't ever want to stop.
Yeah. How do the players fit into this picture? You talked about the staff, but the players, I mean, they're there to play baseball. But how do they respond to what you do as an organization?
I think they're very thankful and appreciative. They go to teams across the country and they travel and they see the facilities, which are in some cases remarkably different. Mm. But even in other good facilities, they see the difference in how the Phillies and the Iron Pigs treat the facilities, treat the players. We do things, like I said, in first class. You want to do things the right way. And I think the players see that. Their focus really isn't on facilities and so forth. Their focus is on getting better. How do they be a Philadelphia Philly instead of a Lehigh Valley Iron Pig? Mm. But over time, when they look back at the experience, they come back and tell me, Kurt, like, this place was great. The stands are packed. We were taken care of. We love the facility. And that means a lot that you have players that can talk positively about your organization, just like your employees, the community in general.
Yeah. You talked about the collaboration with Discover Lehigh Valley, which is our tourism bureau, basically, for those who don't know what that is, and then America 250 and Lehigh County's 250. What kind of economic and tourism impact do you think this event could have for the region?
Well, anytime you have 8 to 10,000 of your closest friends there, but it's not just about the Iron Pigs and our employees who earn a wage. We have about 600 part-time employees. Wow. And probably almost 500 of them will be at any one given event, from EMS and parking and fire police that we hire, or house cleaning, cleanup, interns, you name it.
Yeah.
It's about those dollars getting back invested in the community. But beyond that, just the quality of life that you bring, and how the Iron Pigs are one of many attractions that bring people to the region or keep people in the region. And, Margaret, I see over the course of 20 years now in the Lehigh Valley, where when I first arrived here in 2006, most college students were leaving the Lehigh Valley.
Yes, I remember I was working on brain drain initiatives when I was at the Economic Development Corporation.
And when we first arrived, people said, what are you going to do after a year? Because I'm sure this wasn't going to be successful.
Mm.
Things just aren't successful. And worse than that, the mentality is we just don't deserve these things because we lose them. Like, we lost the steel industry. Mm. We lost industry and tourism and brain drain. And really, the Iron Pigs, and I'm very proud of this. I think the Iron Pigs were the first ones to kind of knock that door down and say, no, this region deserves these things. And it was a lot of work, because a lot of people didn't think it would be successful, to bring a public-private partnership and to have Coca-Cola Park be where it is.
Mm-hmm. And then, I remember the arguments.
Right. A lot of arguments.
Yeah.
But then after we opened the doors and people saw what it was, and it wasn't just about baseball, but community and engagement and fun, it became a little bit easier for the casino. It became just a little bit easier then on top of that for Steel Stacks. And it became even easier for the PPL Center. And now, I think after the PPL Center, and there's like this 5 or 7 year time period from 2008 to 2014, where the mind switched and the attitude switched, where we're the third largest region in Pennsylvania. We're one of the few that's growing now, not shrinking. And I think it's given the region an attitude, a good attitude, a positive attitude about who we are and where we're going. And I think in many ways, the ballpark started that. The Iron Pig started that. We turned around some mindsets.
Yeah, yeah. And it's been interesting, like, having lived here my entire life and been in economic development for a portion of my career, it's almost like there's too much to do. There's too much choice, and there's FOMO all the time.
You're right.
Like, I'm like, I gotta stay home. There's laundry to put away. I gotta clean my kitchen, and I cannot go out to one more thing.
You're 100% right. There is something to do every single night. You look at the Discover Lehigh Valley website or just things to do, and it's inundated.
Yeah.
And it really wasn't like that.
No.
And I wish there was only the Iron Pigs to do some nights, because, we're obviously trying to have attendance and be great. But I'm also proud of that. I think we've helped spur a lot of different restaurants have opened in the last 15, 20 years.
Yep.
That the choice is amazing. And all three downtowns now have grown.
Yeah.
Bethlehem's much different than 20 years ago. Easton, certainly. Allentown,
forget
certainly.
It.
Certainly. So it's been neat to be a part of that. And I think all ships rise.
Yes.
Right.
The tide that lifts all boats.
Right.
Right. For families who have never been to the park and to an Iron Pigs game, what do you hope their takeaway is after this?
Well, event? Where have these people been? What rock have they been hiding under? No, you know, I tell people all the time that every once in a while someone will say, well, I'm not a baseball fan. I haven't been. And I say, perfect. You're our target market. Yeah. Most of our fans
aren't fans of the game.
But they're a fan of having fun. They're a fan of entertainment. They're a fan of being something with a common cause and excitement and energy. And if you enjoy that, you know, your experience isn't just about the game, but it's about watching the pork race and Hambone try to win.
Will they be racing that night?
I believe they will.
Ooh, okay.
and then it's on top of that, it's, you know, it's about the food. I mean, we're the Lehigh Valley's largest restaurant. And it's
never thought about that.
Right. People don't think about it in those terms, but yeah. It's hard to provide food in 3 hours for 10,000 people. And we do it successfully every night with a large variety. And people love our food.
Yeah.
I mean, people come sometimes just because of the food.
It's the pork nachos
forgetting for me. Yeah, the pork nachos, the pork parfait, the candied maple bacon on a stick. And beyond the pork products, it's just everything that makes the experience a fun night out. And it's affordable, Margaret.
You know,
our base ticket price for an Iron Pigs game, you can get in for $10 for general admission, $13 for any lower level field level seat. And it's more affordable than a movie theater.
Yeah.
And as long as we have that corporate support, we will always keep our ticket prices low. I have colleagues in minor league baseball that say, Kurt, how come you don't raise your prices? You could easily raise your prices $3, $4, $5. But we don't want to. It's against that long-term mindset. We want to have long-term greed, as it were. Like, we want to be successful for a long time, not just for 3 to 5 years, and find out we've overpriced ourselves and it's no longer affordable for people to come.
Yeah.
It's about everyone being able to participate in Coca-Cola Park.
Yeah. So finally, in our last minute and a half, well, one, I'm going to ask you a rapid fire question, okay? Favorite 4th of July memory?
Just sparklers on the lawn of my aunt and uncle in my hometown of Worcester, Ohio.
Nice. Hot dog or hamburger?
Hot dog.
Yes, correct answer. Is ketchup allowed on a hot dog?
Absolutely.
No, wrong. Finish this sentence. The Lehigh Valley is...
It's community. It's surprising to people what we have here.
Yes, absolutely. I agree. And finally, if you could give our listeners one reason they should be at Coca-Cola Park on July 3rd, what would it be?
You only have one chance every 50 years to celebrate with 10,000 of your closest friends and to feel that pride and togetherness. And in a time and age when people sometimes lack that sense of unity, you're going to feel it that night. You're going to not be there and not have any chance not to walk away and think, I'm proud to be an American.
Okay. Kurt Landis with the Iron Pigs talking about their upcoming 250th celebration, Liberty Ignited, happening on July 3rd at Coca-Cola Park. Where can people find out more information?
You just go to our website, ironpigsbaseball.com. And you can purchase tickets. We've sold, Margaret, at this point, close to 5,000 tickets. We hope to get between 8 and 10,000. I feel really confident that we're 2 weeks out and we'll get to that number. So I actually think the earlier people buy, one, the better seats, but then just the smarter, because I think if you wait until the day of, this might not be an opportunity available.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll add one last thing. Tickets.
Yes.
I love this. They're $17.76.
Oh, that's awesome.
Before fees.
That's great. Your accountant must really love that. Well, thank you for sharing. We hope to see you all out at the park on July 3rd. You've been listening to Valley Voices on WDIY. You can always listen again at our website or your favorite podcast platform. Thank you.